I would invite all on the who are currently watching with questions, put them into the pad that I can ask them. I cannot monitor the IRC concurrently. So the first question that we have on the pad is concerning why you have switched from OCaml. Maybe the person has missed it in the talk, if you've mentioned it. Why have you switched from OCaml to, in this case, I guess, Rust?
Yeah, I mentioned like with writing a language server that I wrote mine for my company in OCaml, but I wouldn't recommend it just in general unless like you're doing something specific with OCaml. And the reason for that, and I recommended Rust or like TypeScript, is like OCaml is great. It's very performant, but its cross compilation story is not great. It's like really hard to cross compile like from one platform to another. And then like the ecosystem and its standard library is also not great. And like Rust, its cross compilation is great. Its ecosystem is great. OCaml is great if you need to use it, but it's just, it's not ideal. And there's just also no good examples of a language server in OCaml. There's the official like OCaml language server, but they use a ton of super advanced language features like module functors and like a bunch of other random stuff. So it's not really readable. But Rust, there's Rust Analyzer, which is readable. In TypeScript, there's like a million different ones. So it's less of a, not OCaml is like, it's not that OCaml isn't great. It's more of a, these other languages would probably just be easier. So
I guess in the integration to, for example, like NeoVim or so, other editors are just revving fine because of the LSP, I guess.
Sorry, can you say that again?
The LSP, so it's a standard LSP specification that you're using, so you can also, for instance, use it in other editors, like, for instance, NeoVim or so.
Yeah, you can use it. It's most editors nowadays support it, like, obviously Emacs, NeoVim, Sublime, VS Code, all the IntelliJ ones. So yeah, that's the fun part. You don't have to write 10 different languages to get a bunch of editor support.
What's the experience writing it? So I didn't have really time to hear into your talk, so I'm sorry if I ask you questions that you have said. How was the experience of writing an LSP? So have you any knowledge beforehand, or do you just read it all on yourself?
Yeah, there's not a ton of documentation, which is why like what motivated me to do this talk. Basically, I just like looked at the specification, and I knew Rust Analyzer was cool, and so I looked at Rust Analyzer, and then I looked at like PyWrite, and I kind of just went from there. I found out about LSP because I already, using Emacs, I already knew about it, and I was like, this is going to be easier than something else. So yeah, there's the experience was fine. It's just a lot of wiring stuff up. It's not a lot of like hard thinking until you get to like performance heavy stuff. Like, so for SemGrep, like we're doing a ton of like code parsing and like analyzing. And so that's takes up like a ton of processing power. So like for stuff like that, like now you have to think about caching and like ordering things. So that part's hard, but that's more of a like very much application specific thing.
Right. Anything in the IRC chat? I think not. It's nothing I can see. No questions. That's kind of odd, to be honest. I cannot really ask questions concerning LSP specific.
Yeah, no worries.
Good question. What could be asked? Let's ask something very unspecific concerning the Emacs usage. When have you started? How did you came through it and stuff like this?
Yeah, when I was in high school, me and my friends just were like, got obsessed with Linux for whatever reason, and then like we traveled down like the like the free software, like we just thought that was like very entertaining and like interesting to read about all the free software stuff. And they were like, then we were like, yeah, that's cool. And so we all started using Linux. And I'm like, well, you know, if I'm using free software, I'm going to use Emacs. And so I started using Emacs like just to like try it out. And then I kind of got like, I feel like Stockholm syndromed into it. And now I've realized like, I don't know, now that I've done the like actual work to get into Emacs, it's just, there's so much more I can do with it. But yeah, it was somewhat unintentional.
I probably have the same course. So I've started like 2 years ago using Emacs. Mm-hmm. And also just, there's at first some cool people on YouTube, so systems crafters and people like this, and also VS Code. I used a lot of VS Code beforehand, mm-hmm. and then VS Codeium because open source, and then, are there any other alternatives? And I came to like New Vim and Emacs, and often switching around, but I stick to Emacs at some point, to being honest.
Yeah, I think, Emacs also just looks really cool, I will say that. And also just like, I like Vim. Vim is cool, but like being able to like write Lisp and like modify your editor on the fly is just like very appealing to me. I don't know, Emacs was tough at first because like all the like default key bindings are just kind of like, and then I read somewhere someone was like, yeah, well, Richard Stallman uses evil mode, so it's okay. I was like, all right. That's like blessing enough for me. Like, I'm just going to switch to evil mode. And I was like, this is way better as far as key bindings go.
Kind of relate. So I switched for, I think, half a year to the default key bindings from Vim beforehand. Mm-hmm. I switched back to evil, and now I'm losing some kind of hybrid styles. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But we have a question on the pad. So what are the corner cases, limitations, and other issues you encountered in implementing an LSP server with client in Emacs that were surprising?
Yeah, I would say the corner cases and limitations are definitely like, once again, they're going to be very application specific, but it's usually just the performance part. So like I was saying before, right, in general, if you're doing language tooling, you're going to be doing either parsing or interpreting or something like that, which is very just like computationally heavy. And so if you're trying to like do that stuff while someone is editing a file, right, like every keystroke, so every like 1 to 2 seconds, if they have a fast computer, that's great. But a lot of people don't have like that fast of a computer that they can go and like do compilation every single keystroke. So like, I would say the like limitation is just how fast your computer is and how good you are at like implementing caching for like whatever you're doing. That's also just the main issues I've run into, is just it's a constant uphill battle. People will somehow find larger and larger files. You'll end up with files that are like thousands, like tens of thousands of lines long, and you think, yeah, surely no one would expect like instantaneous response for like editing a file that has like tens of thousands of lines, but then they do. As far as corner cases go, I would say the corner case is like, just in general, is actually distributing the language server. Because like writing the language server is fine, like wiring everything up is fine, but then like, once you actually have to go and distribute it, well, now you're distributing in a binary. Like I was saying before with OCaml, doesn't have great cross-compilation. So like for SimGrep, for our language server, we target Linux and Mac OS. And we have a ton of people who use Windows, but like compiling OCaml for Windows is basically impossible. So like our corner case there, the way we solved it was like, now we're like transpiling OCaml to JavaScript, which is a huge can of worms. Like it's a lot of fun, it's very interesting, but like it's not ideal. And so that's what I was saying before, like I recommend like Rust or TypeScript, because those are way more portable and a lot easier to install, and you don't have to worry about any of that weird packaging stuff. So yeah, I would say that's like the main corner case, and the main limitation is just speed and caching.
You mentioned these obscure large files, so someone doesn't want to refactor or something. how did you saw? So did you have any way to still be relatively performant when they have big files, or is it just not supported? I don't care.
Yeah, no, we support larger files now, and the way we ended up doing that, so SemGrep is like you write this generic pattern, like you kind of write the language, but then there's like these like other like symbols and stuff that are included in that this like meta language. And so what happens is most languages get they get parsed and then into a syntax tree, right? Like whatever the language's syntax tree is, and then they get the syntax tree gets converted into this like we call it like an abstract syntax tree, which is like abstract from like any like language's specific syntax tree. And so then we can cache that, which is really good because like if someone types something, like we don't have to go through and do like the full parsing and like converting. We only have to do it incrementally. And so that's how we dealt with that. Or the other option is that we just cache whatever the previous results are and then run it asynchronously, and they might get it delayed. But we've ended up doing more AST caching, which is fun and cool.
Sounds good. So we have here a question concern from Blaine. If eglot is a subset of LSP mode, can eglot conflict with LSP mode in both if both are present in your initial .el file?
Yeah, so I haven't played around with eglot mode a ton, so I'm not 100% sure. I think all of the like key bindings and commands, if you just like install it like out of the box, I think they're different. So I don't think there's like any like overlap as far as that stuff goes, but you will have the overlap of like you enter, like you start a major mode for like some language, like they'll both probably start the language server and provide diagnostics and everything. And so then now you're getting like, you're just like doubling the work your computer is doing. So there's that conflict. But if you prefer eglot mode or LSP mode for like one language or framework, like one major mode, in LSP mode for the other, I think you should be fine.
All right. Just to let you know, we have like 1 minute on the stream. Hi, Leo. Then we just switch back to the pre-recorded stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's. Hi. Sorry for the rude interruption, but I'm just doing a little bit of timekeeping. So thank you so much, Austin. Sadly, I wasn't able to follow the Q&A because I was in the other track answering questions. Mm-hmm. If Austin, you want to stay and answer some more questions, feel free to do so. You know, people tend to start talking as soon as we go off air, and I wouldn't be surprised with LSP that people would do the same. We're going to move on for this track. We're going to move on in 20 seconds to the next one. So, Flowey, thank you for hosting. Austin, thank you for all your answers. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you in a bit.
Cool. Thanks. See ya.
All right.
Thanks for the Q&A.
All right, you are now off air. Thank you so much, Austin. I'm going to go back run in the background. And thank you, Flowey, for everything.
Yeah.
Thanks. Have a nice, probably a nice day at your
end. Yeah, it's like lunchtime for me, so.
Okay, here it's like 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., so.
Yeah.
Thanks for the talk. Sorry for the inconvenience for not having any questions, really.
Oh yeah, no worries. It's like there's like no documentation on any of this stuff, so I didn't really expect any.
Yeah, I was kind of interested when I jumped into NeoVim. I wrote one or two things on my own, but never really got really deep into it. In university, we had like compiler design and stuff like this, but not really specific. So I was
That's the hard part. It's like it's LSP is cool, but then you have to like deal with all the like compiler stuff and programming language theory.
So it shouldn't be too complicated. I had not really a question, so but it worked out fine. Thanks for the Q&A. And mm-hmm. if I have any questions to OCaml, LSP0 will get an email from me.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Then